old Victoria. On Monday, that state registered 75 new cases of coronavirus, one of the highest daily increases since the pandemic began. Last time the curve was becoming this steep, Australia was put into lockdown. That hasn't happened yet in Victoria, but Victorian authorities aren't ruling it out. So today we're asking, if keeping coronavirus under control is so important, why wait?
Hello, this is CoronaCast, a daily show all about the coronavirus. I'm health reporter Tegan Taylor.
And I'm physician and journalist Dr. Norman Swan.
And we're talking about Victoria again today, Norman. The numbers are continuing to rise and they're rising pretty sharply now.
Yeah, it just keeps on going up. This could be just a phenomenon of the massive testing that's gone on over the weekend and on Monday. So you're just finding what's out there and that's being declared. But even so, it's still a real number of cases. And it's too early to say how much of them are unknown sources versus known. It's likely that eventually most of them will be known where they came from. But at the moment, we don't. It is worrying. But what you need to hope is that they're now picking up the vast majority of cases in the area. And there's still not a lot there out there. But given that we were trucking along at 20, 30, 40 and now jumped much higher than that, the indication is that maybe they were only picking up about 50 or 60% of cases. But now they might be picking up a higher percentage, but we still won't know what percentage it is. So this is worrying. It could be spreading out of control. Yet to be determined.
We're getting heaps of questions about Victoria, actually, and Ilan's asking, if controlling community transmission is so important in containing the spread, then why is the Victorian government not taking any measures?
It's a good question. At the beginning of the pandemic, we talked about going in hard and going in early and begging forgiveness later, once it was under control. And when you're coming out of the pandemic, it's a difficult scenario because you've got your testing regime in place. We didn't have the testing regime in place in March, but now we do. And the hope is that that can control it if there's not a lot of virus around. But here we've got increasing numbers of cases. And it's hard to know whether that's a testing phenomenon, that you're just picking up more that are out there, or there's, you know, the extent to which there's really more. However, if it is testing that's picking this up, it's almost double what was produced before, which means that we're missing a lot, and we don't know how many more we might be missing out here, and that's the real concern. So by the time you listen to this CoronaCast, things might have changed, but as we are talking, the conversation is about locking down various suburbs, and certainly the health Victorian Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton, who was talking to me over the weekend, and we broadcast that interview on Monday, that Brett Sutton was talking about masks and the use of masks in Victoria, and he rejected the National Health Advisory Committee's view that wearing masks increases risk because people behave in a more risky way. He didn't think that was true. And in fact, on last night's 7:30 report, I had Ryan McIntyre, who was agreeing that there was no evidence that wearing masks increased risk, in fact, maybe decreased the risk. So we might see masks, and particularly in indoor areas and where you can't control social distancing, and you may see a degree of lockdown. And that's what we face because we haven't gone for eradication.
Terry's also asking about this. He's saying, when will you finally admit that Victoria is experiencing a second wave of coronavirus infections?
Increasingly, the experts in this area say we should stop talking about second wave, because second wave applies to influenza and a different environment. Here, we're really just talking about spikes. And we are definitely in a second spike. And if you look at the epidemic curve, it's going up really quite in a quite worrying way. And so we've definitely got a second spike. You can say that already. And second wave, second spike, it's there. And it's got to be turned around and turned back down to very low levels in Victoria. And New South Wales is watching nervously, I'm sure, because there's still some virus circulating in New South Wales.
Well, that's all we've got time for today. But you can find the full 10-minute version of CoronaCast wherever you get your podcasts.
That's health reporters Tegan Taylor and Dr. Norman Swan here on Life Matters.